Today we are diving into the hot topic that is recruiting. And honestly, this topic in particular, I feel like I could go on and on about it. There's so much information that I'd like to share about it, but I still would like to keep this podcast as short as possible because I know not everybody has a ton of time to sit and listen. So hopefully you're, you know, multitasking as you're listening or watching this, I should say. But I'm just going to go through quickly my process because it was such a long time ago. There are some things that are very different and some things that are the same, and then really use most of the conversation to bring up some of my experiences from the other side of it as a college coach. And then now that I'm helping athletes through the process, what that sort of looks like. Now, I will say, for the most part, my experience as a player and coaching through the process and helping athletes is largely on the Division I side. So a lot of that experience and examples are from that. However, I have helped athletes go through the process. I recently helped an athlete commit to a Division II school. My sister played Division II. So there will be some similarities, some differences. Really, the biggest difference is just the communication constraints that exist among the three divisions. But other than that, the process is pretty similar. And then the only other difference as well is how the scholarships work. So that information, you know, you can find online. I'm here to just talk about what you can sort of expect and some things to think about through the process. So the first thing that is important to say is that no matter what division you're going to play at, it's really important that you as an athlete and a family collectively sit down and talk about, is this the right thing for you all to pursue? Because yes, it is a personal decision on behalf of the athlete, but it is also a big family decision, and I'll talk about it in a second. But for me to pursue the path that I did for both of my siblings, I have an older brother who played Division I as well, it requires a lot of sacrifice. I mean, to be honest, for us as a family during summertime, there weren't too many meals that were shared all together because we were all going off in our different directions. We honestly hardly took vacations together, but that was a decision that we made. Because there were other priorities to pursue. And now, you know, it's really great that we're all old enough where we're able to enjoy that time together. But it was, again, a decision that was made. So first and foremost, that's important. Now, going back to my process. So first, for goalies, the process is a bit unique, and it's still the case today where not every single recruiting year a coach will recruit a goalie. Whereas with field players, it's, I would say, uncommon to find a program where they're not going to take at least one player from each position. So that's something to keep in mind for goalies in particular, that sometimes just coaches aren't recruiting for your grad year, or sometimes they're only looking for a walk-on spot. And that also should be added that, you know, if you really want to play somewhere that as a goalie and you're able to financially afford it or can get some financial aid from the school and get into the school on your own, that asking if schools take walk-ons could be an option if you, again, just really want to go and play at a certain school and for a certain coach or team. So for me, I, you know, as a goalie, you're limited. So just want to go from that. Then I also want to say that I personally was going through the process and trying to figure out like what grad years will be graduating so I would have the best chance of starting. And I don't really think that's correct. I mean, I don't think it's, I guess I should say, I feel a little conflicted about it because I understand where it's coming from, and I know a lot of athletes do that because you want to put yourself in the best position to succeed. However, it's important to understand that you're never going to know who's coming behind you. And if you're going to play lacrosse at the next level, you have to be ready that every single day you step onto the field, it's going to be a competition. And if you don't want that, then maybe playing in college is not necessarily the place for you. Maybe it's better for you to play club. And again, I'm not trying to crush anyone's dreams, but playing in college is a big commitment. And if you're going to get the most out of yourself athletically, and if the team is going to get the most out of themselves athletically, it's going to need to be a consistently competitive environment. And that is just the nature of the beast of sport. So if that is something that you are not ready for or do not want to participate in, please give that some thought and consideration if you move forward in the process. Now, for me, I played club. That is to say also you don't necessarily need to play club. I know that's super shocking, but I have known an athlete in the past who decided not to play club and instead went into showcases and camps, and that can certainly be a viable option. The other thing I get a lot is about high school teams, and unless you're playing at a school like McDonough, high school team is not necessarily going to be the make or break of your recruiting process. So want to put some ease there. Now, sorry, getting distracted. Back to my story. So I was first seen at what was called the National Schoolgirls Tournament. It has a different name, but it's the tournament that goes on at the same time as the National Championship Weekend. And during that time, I played for DC Metro, and Stanford first saw me there. They continued to watch me through that summer, which was my sophomore summer before junior year. And they kept watching through the fall as well. And unfortunately, I decided to play field hockey goalie as well. And when I went to fall tournaments, it really messed me up, because if you know field hockey, it's really foot dominant and not so much with your hands. And I was doing all kinds of crazy things, and the coaching staff communicated with my club coaches. They needed to see me play more to make a accurate decision on whether or not they wanted to recruit me. And so I had to go out to camp, and my parents were unable to take off of work, so my aunt took me out. Again, this is where the sacrifices come into play here. They weren't able to make it happen, so my aunt was luckily able to take me out. At that camp, I ended up playing well. Things continued to progress. I think I went out to one more camp, played really well there, and they indicated that I was their first recruit in our class. Kind of went forward with the process. I had to take my SAT 3 times to get the score that I needed. I got a tutor to help me with that front as well. Again, talking about the sacrifices, doing what you need to do, a lot of extra time spent in the library going through that. And also, it was different then because we were part of our coach's first recruiting class. So during that time, we had to actually wait until we got in to the school to verbally commit. So I didn't verbally commit until July 22nd of my junior summer, so right before senior year, which was actually pretty late, as you can imagine, especially in comparison to what's happening now. But during that time where I was waiting, a lot of schools were dropping off simply because they couldn't wait for me to find out if I got in or not, which is totally understandable. They need to look out for their school. However, my perspective was that if a school really wanted me that badly, that they would wait. And if I didn't get in, then that was absolutely a coach I wanted to play for. So I think that overall, this goes to show that one, you need to have a lot of patience, and not everybody gets to go to their dream school, and I can't tell you to pursue it or not. For me, it felt right to wait. To see what happened, because I was just so in love with the school, with the coaches, the program they were trying to build, and the people that were being recruited at the time with me, who amazingly are now my best friends. So for me, it was absolutely worth it. If things hadn't have worked out and I didn't get in, I still think things would have worked out, because ultimately in this process, just things end up working out the way they're supposed to. And even if they didn't, transferring is still an absolutely valid option. And eventually you will find your forever home and find the place that fits for you. Now, just some general things from me being on the other side that I think will be helpful and sort of are echoed in my story. First thing I would recommend is, and this is just from my experience in working with athletes, that it's important to have a list of priorities of things that are important to you through the process. That is going to make your decisions about where you go to camps and different showcases a lot easier. If you're just like, I don't really care where I go as long as I play Division I, well, there are about 90 some Division I schools, so trying to pick where you're going to go is going to be really hard. The other thing with that is utilizing a club director or a club coach is also going to be super important, especially again if Division I is where you want to go. For example, right now, coaches can express general interest to those parties, so it'll give you a better idea of planning what's going to be valuable for you to attend. The other thing I would say is, alongside of that, is as much as you should have priorities and direction, it's also important to stay open, because I cannot tell you the amount of teammates I have that were East Coast or from the East Coast and were not open to going to the West Coast, but had, I guess, some slim opening of possibility and went to come visit and fell in love. So even if you think you might not like it, I personally feel like to get the most out of this experience and understand the full scope of your opportunity, at least have a conversation with the coaching staff, and at least look into the school to see if it might be a fit. And I think the last thing I would say here, in just wrapping up, is I personally think that the most important thing to do in this process is to try to get to know the people that you will be around. So talk to as many players as you possibly can to get to know them, talk to them about their coaches, how are they as coaches, get to know the coaches themselves, what's their philosophy, values, how do they handle different situations, so you can get a really solid understanding of what you will experience going in. There's nothing worse than thinking you're going to experience one thing and then completely being blindsided by it. Additionally, if somebody is not a good person through the process, you can probably guess they're not going to be a good coach for you. So definitely keep that in mind. And unfortunately, yes, not everyone is great. I wish it was the case that every single coach out there is fantastic, and I know that there are a lot of great ones out there, but there are not great ones out there. So again, it's really important that you are vetting the programs just as much as they are vetting you. And if anybody has questions like, what should I be asking during this time, feel free to reach out. I'm more than happy to help. This process can be really hectic. It definitely felt that way for me at times as I was going through it, but I also had an incredibly supportive system behind me of my close friends, of my family to help me, and it really made all of the difference. So, again, just really make sure you have great people supporting you through it. You vet the people that you could potentially be spending the next 4 years of your life with, and the schools themselves, of course. And I hope that these different perspectives and thoughts make the process just a little bit easier, because It can be enjoyed if approached in the right way. I, interestingly enough, met several friends just going through the process, even if we didn't end up playing together. So enjoy that. Enjoy the people you're meeting, the new maybe areas of the country that you're gonna see, and travel time with your parents and teammates that are new for you as well. So as always, I hope this was helpful. Until next time, bye.